Welcome back to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. Today is Wednesday, September 27th, 2023. It is 4:46 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, I've been doing a lot of energetic work with this current energy cycle. We're going through the beginning of the tail end of the shift that we've been kind of working through as far as karmic cycles, whether you're repeating certain paths, even if you're shifting things slightly or whatever degree you're able to work with, right? And depending on what you're willing to work on, what parts of this transformation you are utilizing the most will determine what you've been experiencing in your sleep state, the way you're interacting with individuals, pretty much in every part, in every way of life, all areas of growth. So today, right, I had the blessing of coming home, unwinding, and being able to tap into some really amazing energy. And the channeling I got was on this energy called Lady Moon, right? It's Lady Moon is what it would translate for us, but that's not necessarily its name, if that makes sense. You know, like when you take words from one language and you translate it for another language, it's not exactly the same. It's kind of the same thing here. So Lady Moon is this energy that comes out every single night, regardless of the phase, the cycle, the transit. None of that is relevant. The presence is all the time. So she comes out every night and she gazes at her own beauty as it reflects back at her from scattered pieces of almost like shards of glass, right? You know, like if you walk on somebody's property, you'll see broken glass everywhere. And it's like mirrors and the sun kind of beams off of it. The moonlight can beam off of it. It almost looks like that. But these pieces are actual beings of light, right? They're light workers, high vibrational, low light vibrational, does not matter. You're a light worker. This means you work the same light, okay? There's none of that voodoo, hexing, crazy shit. Light workers don't touch that for everything that they, you know, represent, right? So she looks down on this earth, regardless if we can see her or not, and she looks at her reflection. Where does her light reflect back? Where are her descendants? Okay. Lady Moon, right? This energy, she controls the water, which is both inside the earth and all around the earth, all around our atmosphere, right? Water. She influences every single soul because they rely and are conducting themselves on water, right? They have it both in and out of their bodies, all around them. So light workers are genuinely beings of her lineage. And this is not, you know, the regular lineage where you could go swab your cheek. This is a soul lineage, right? This means your soul, your energetic print is of her lineage. Now, if you are not following what I'm picking up when I say reflecting back at her, light workers have, we're literally walking flames, right? We are constantly radiating very powerful energy regardless of the vibrational state. So if you are keeping your energy clean and doing all that work, you're very high vibrational, people are going to start to feel you kind of like the degree of the sun, right? The the way the sun comes in really hot on some days, and some days it's kind of like, yeah, I can tolerate this. It's going to be the same thing with your energy, your soul, your mannerisms will be amplified always, right? Because you are a light worker, but the way people are able to receive it, feel it, digest it, sense it, interpret it is a whole nother situation, right? So one of the things that she kept illuminating was to make sure that there's an emphasis that light workers are genuinely beings of her lineage. And this means the soul is of her descent, not physical lineage where it's DNA and I was born in this country, nothing like that. So you will always be born into a family with karmics, right? This is why we all collectively go through nonstop BS with karmic family members who don't know how to just do right by you, right? There's always going to be that karmic. There's always going to be that situation that happens that I forgive you, but you keep repeating it and you don't see it. And sometimes they do see it and they don't care, right? So light workers, because your soul is of her lineage, you will always be born as a natural human being into a karmic family. Depending on your vibration, you're going to know exactly what the freak I just said to you. And yes, there's like, that's like that beautiful katana sword, right? The double, it's like a double-edged sword. It's so fucking gorgeous the way that energy radiates when you say those words and you visualize what that statement represents. So, Lady Moon, Luna, she breathes in the fragrance of her garden, right? Every night she comes out, she looks down on earth. She sees where her reflection is bouncing back, right? She can see all of her descendants scattered like fragments of glass all around the world, even in the ocean. So she comes out, she breathes in her garden's fragrance because This is all around us, okay? We don't even recognize that we're basically this giant deity's garden, which is the most beautiful thing I've ever got to channel, right? So it's kind of like, love this planet, love this earth, because you will get plucked out like fucking weeds. I'm sorry. You know, and I've been channeling chunks of this over the years and giving it in chunks and pieces. And it's finally like the last puzzle piece that came together into the puzzle. So now it can be sealed, is present. And I had to share it while I still had that powerful energy around. So every night Luna comes out, she looks over her garden, she sees her beautiful light radiating back at her. Because this planet is like her garden. It's everything that we would see in a garden, she sees within us, right? It's equivalent for her. If we're looking down at a garden and we see weed and we see crabgrass and then we see a rose is blooming, that's what she comes and she sees. Oh my fucking God, I got crabgrass over here. I got roses over here. My lights are finally glowing. They're awakening to the fact that there's too many weeds and crabgrass in the garden, and they're going to work their light. That's why high vibrational people, empaths, light workers, we are always going to go through the most. We're always going to be that person that has that story that could be a Lifetime movie network hit. It's because we are karmically here. Right? We are naturally like everyone else, a human being. We walk around, we talk, we bleed, we eat, we drink, we have children who are not necessarily going to carry that light, right? Because it's the soul that is the descendant of that light, right? not your physical characteristics, not your physical existence. So not every soul that incarnates here, regardless of the body that it comes through, is going to be a light worker, period. That's why it's important to be very clear when you're speaking and very accurate with the things that you're projecting into the universe, because you don't know who's around you. And sometimes the people don't even know that they're of this descent. And their energy is naturally doing what it's supposed to do because, I mean, unconsciously, you know, you don't control when you breathe. I mean, you can, but your heart beats when it wants to. You don't have to remember to make your heart beat. So your energy is going to radiate and transmute and grow, just like your physical body grows through the various stages, intellectually, physically, you know, puberty and all those other things, crone age, elderly stage, you know, you get old. Your energy is going to do that naturally without you needing to prompt it to, is what I'm letting you know. And when you're in the presence of someone from that soul level, their energy is always going to do what it's supposed to do, regardless of who you are, how much money you make, what job you have, who you're fucking, who you're married to, who lives next door, who owes you a favor. Regardless of any of those things, you are always, always, always going to be handled. So when you're genuine and you're good people and you're loving and high vibrational, doing all those beautiful things, and you cross paths with someone of that lineage, of that descent, that radiation, that energy will radiate back to you, matching your intent, right? Excuse me. So it's important to reflect on what I just said, regardless if you believe it or if you think it's horseshit. It doesn't matter. But remember what I said. Sometimes these souls are born into karmic families, actually all the time. And they don't always know. And they go through the most. But they're still beautiful people, right? It's like, I can't believe that you've been through this and this is who you are. Because their energy naturally does what it's supposed to do. So if you are one of those people who violate, harass, invade, criminalize, and try to destroy, or just be, you know, in another word, freaking karmic to someone of that descent, that energy is going to reflect back, and they don't have to do anything. They don't have to put you in a jar. They don't have to stick you in the freezer. They don't got to bury you in the graveyard. Their energy is naturally going to do what it needs to do. So, Lady Luna, Lady Moon, she looks down on us like a garden, okay? She sees her descendants. It's the reflection. She can see her reflection in her descendants. She knows where her babies are. And she communicates through water. Because water is a conductor for energy, and water is both inside this planet, all around this planet, inside our bodies, and all around our bodies. That's why, drum roll, we say God is everywhere. So, she nurtures and loves the shit out of her garden. But just like we would look at our garden and get pissed off with crabgrass and weeds and, you know, crops are dying and flowers aren't blooming, what the hell's going on? She's going to do the same thing. weather, water. What is the primary ingredient to all like disastrous weather, right? Lack of water with a burning hot sun gives you what? Uncontrollable fires. Too much water gives you floods. Well, too much moisture with very cold, cold air gives you snow, right? Ice. Dangerous conditions. So the weather shouldn't be looked at as completely random. It should be looked at as Earth's or this garden's natural immune system or the gardener's tactics to clean shit up. One of the things she also mentioned was this energy mentioned. The way we get crabgrass and other things that invade our garden, despite our attempts, it's equivalent to what we would call an invasion, right? Sometimes the critters are not visible. Sometimes they are. Sometimes you only know you got a critter because of the symptoms. What's going on? So then we have these like random earthly events and we're like, what the hell? Where did that come from? Why is that happening? And just remember, you might not always see what's going on, right? So you have to start paying attention to the symptoms. Very close attention to symptoms. You have to investigate natural behaviors, okay? It's not so much why this person did this, right? It's energetically why. But why though? Because if that person never behaves that way, why, right? I got a prior channeling that I posted on a session for podcast where I was talking about postpartum depression and the association with almost like, as scary as it might sound, but astral level soul snatching, right? Babies will, you know, I don't want to touch anybody's beliefs, but I'm going to say it like I channel it because I trust what I experience and what I see. Baby souls, our souls do not enter the body until it's time for us to deliver, right? That's that, oh shit, my water broke. It's acting crazy now. Now it's pissed off and wants to explode and come out, right? It woke up, a soul entered. And then sometimes the soul's a little bit late. So they'll slap the baby on the back end when it comes out, trying to get it to, you know, accept, open the mouth so that it can vacuum the soul through the top of the head, right? But we don't always know why we do what we do. We just do it because it's always been done, kind of deal. And postpartum depression would be when the mother's aura acts as it's supposed to and filters any type of external influence trying to enter into this world through a person. By attaching a soul, right? By pushing a soul out of the way and diving in. Okay? Stealing or cutting in line. It's not your turn, but you want to go ahead anyway. So you cut the line, right? That's what the mother's aura is supposed to prevent from happening. It's that one person standing in line that opens the mouth and says, I don't fucking think so. Back of the line, buddy. Right? So stop paying attention to symptoms and be very alert to people's behaviors. Right? Allow them the opportunity to demonstrate and show you what they're not telling you. And what they're trying not to show you. And as light workers, all light workers are souls who use light to illuminate problematic areas and situations. All light workers are human beings, just like everyone else, but their soul is a descendant of Lady Luna. So, natural reaction when there's problematic situations is to awaken, it's to illuminate, it's to radiate so that all light is being shown. And that's why we go through these karmic cycles and all this greatness, right? That's why we do all the things that we do. We go through what we call Phoenix rising and ascension and transformation and growth. There's so many layers to everything, but we overcomplicate everything by needing to have multiple it's like multiple words for one word. It's multiple ways of expressing one situation, one dynamic. It's multiple viewpoints on something that is just whole. It is what it is, right? This is what it is. And because someone wants to alter it and steer it more in their direction so they can have it for you know, greed, money, power. That's what ruined the beauty of light workers and miracles. And, you know, that's what stimulated Christmas, right? Because the other day I got a nice channeling where every now and then I grab a book and it's the Encyclopedia of Spirits by Judica Ellis, I believe. And I'll flip to a page that I'm guided to. Sometimes I'll grab the wrong one, but it's usually, and if I'm wrong, they'll show me the right one, but I'm always guided to a page. And it's a spirit, and it's relevant to what I just witnessed or what I'm going through or what I'm thinking about in my head. It's a story of a past deity that has been altered for other people's agendas, kind of like what I was just trying to say. So like, I got this channeling the other day that was basically Hecate in another form, right? Think of us, we have 12 zodiac signs, we have multiple placements, we have moon sign, sun sign, and basically that just means the various ways we allow our energy to unfold and be demonstrated to individuals. So this deity that I got in the channeling was a version of Hecate. And the story was that she would fly around on a broom and deliver presents and blessings to people through the chimney, believe it or not. And this predates Christianity. This predates Catholicism. It predates all of those religions, okay? And this is what she would do. This is all she would do. She loved children, she loved making them happy, and she spread her light all around the world. And then, of course, external influences such as crabgrass and so on and so forth come into play. And you can't always see. You just go through the symptoms. You just get influenced by whatever it is that is present. And things just go astray, right? So all of a sudden, Hecate turns into Santa Claus, and it's a fucking man instead of a woman. And he's on a ridiculous sleigh that can magically float through air pulled by reindeer instead of a powerful light worker who grabs her broom. I mean, what do women do in the house? We sweep. I mean, when we have to, right? We sweep. We are light workers. When we see something, we naturally kick into gear. We naturally react energetically. The first thing that Hecate grabbed, she grabbed. It was her light that pushed that broom through air. She didn't need the fucking broom. It could have been anything. It just happened to be what was near her. And she's the one who was raising people's vibrations all around the world. Because she understood her mission. She understood her job. in her job as a descendant of Lady Luna is to make sure everything is superb. There's no crabgrass, there's no weeds, flowers are blooming, there's not too much water, it's perfect. Now, people who love money possess the energy of greed and have to have power. They manipulate shit. They use it to their benefit. I mean, why wouldn't they? But make no mistake, men played no role in that. Period. It was feminine energy. And keyword here, feminine energy. Energy being the keyword. You can be a physical man and be of feminine energy. That is something that happens soul level, which means it predates your birth, which is why some men are born more feminine than they'd like to be. Or maybe they love being who they are, right? It doesn't matter. But this is why it happens. It's your soul. The dominant energy of your soul, where your soul is dominant, where you're needed the most, because we all have both masculine and feminine energy within our soul. We're like a yin yang. We're perfectly capable of being balanced with both energies. And sometimes our environment, our circumstances, right, that will influence the level or the way that you balance out the feminine and masculinity, right? So awaken, illuminate, do your job. Don't believe the hype with the fat guy in the goddamn suit who lives in the fucking North Pole where nobody's supposed to go, because we know what's really over there and nobody's supposed to go. Right? So we teach kids young, don't fucking go there. I'm joking, but maybe not, because I'm still channeling. So, and you do what you do. You spread your light all around the world. You bring blessings and happiness to children and people everywhere, right? Because Santa Claus delivered to children and adults, right? And you had to be on the nice list to get the best energy, right? Because the more you radiate out, it returns. Hecate simply just floated in air on a fucking broomstick. Her energy did all the work. If you are a good person doing good things, her energy crossed paths with you and amplified your good karma, good gifts, good blessings. And if you are a shitty person doing horrible things, when her energy passes you, it amplifies and you get fucked up karma, tower card moments, coal, right? But of course, people have agendas. One more time, money, greed, power. They learn what it feels like to get people to do things for them, and they get lazy, and they capitalize on that, and they manipulate on that. But make no mistake, they are all aware of this all them years ago, which is why these stories are told the way that they're told. Don't go over there for a reason. Kill two birds with one stone. Burn the fucking witches, because we don't want that exposed. Pay attention. You have real religions with real stuff going on that predate the new stuff. And it's not to attack anything. It's not to discredit or challenge or take away from anybody's faith by any means necessary. It's just to illuminate the inconsistencies so that way there's room. Right? It's illuminating where there's room for growth. Ascend. Own your shit and grow, right? Transform. Acknowledge. Recognize. Remember. redirect. Okay, I'm done.